Dear Diary, my friends and I are gathered around the dining table discussing the conversation I had with my mother-in-law yesterday. Cue laughter. The stuff that comes out of that woman's mouth is so ridiculous and so offensive that all you can do is just laugh. Getting angry has become pointless. She felt the need to call me to gossip about her youngest son's girlfriend yesterday, and when she was done gossiping about her, she felt it appropriate to give me a long list of things that a good Makoti is expected to do, including the fact that a good Makoti is not supposed to leave her husband for months and months to go raise her child in Durban. Long story short, what she was attempting to say is, you should have stayed here with me and raised the baby with me, your mother-in-law. How about hell to the nah, nah, nah? It's a no from me. That would be the third text from the lover today. I've become really good at this game called I'm ignoring you, and he hates being ignored. I left without informing him. He got back to the flat and boom, I wasn't there. You're not going to get caught cheating. Then refuse to answer my questions.
What?
Then storm out.
You really tried it.
He says he's sorry, that he'll do better and try harder. That doesn't work for me. He's been transferred to Durban for 6 months and we're supposed to meet next week since I'm also heading there. It should be exciting that we'll be in the same city, and for a moment I was excited until I did my research today. It turns out that she who shall not be named is also from Durban. Well, what do you know? And since I'll be home taking care of our baby, who will he be spending most of his days and his nights with? Certainly not with me.